Dr. Angela Jekyll's private journal entry. My efforts to reproduce my formula, Lola Quadranium Hydrochlorothiazide, continue to prove frustrating and fruitless. I do not know if the lasting effect of the serum has addled my brain to the point that I now lack the necessary cognitive ability and concentration to be able to execute the chemical process adequately, or if I'm forgetting something from my notes which were lost in the fire, or if there had been a variable unknown to me that is no longer present. Deep down, I must admit that guilt and worry gnaws at me every time I attempt to recreate the serum, as I would be enabling my dark side to emerge without the assistance of my fiancé, who can at least keep Lola distracted from her nefarious schemes, with the offer of his charms to satiate her lusty appetites. I realize, when I refer to the schemes of my buried personality, I am implicating myself. Lola's needs would seem to be an extension of my own dark desires, uncoupled from my sense of justice, morality, civility, and decorum. Therefore, I should be able to figure out what makes Lola tick through an in-depth self-analysis. What is it that I truly want, but would never do as Dr. Angela Jekyll? Already, I have benefited from Lola's actions in securing my lifelong crush as my future husband. Yet how she has helped me was unforgivable. But somehow, he has forgiven me. Was he waiting for me to come out of my shell all this time? Was his love for Deborah Lavish ever truly firm? Or did Lola Hyde win him over so that he realized that he must take me in order to have her? Pains me to consider that might very well be the case. I am my fiancé's best friend since childhood. I adore him, and I come from a noble family like his, and both families are overjoyed to bless our union. However, whenever I am aroused by him, I become Lola Hyde, his wanton lover, a tall, confident woman possessing unnatural beauty and strength. Consequently, he might see me as the best possible mate, as long as Lola isn't cruel to him, or hurts him. That would be my greatest nightmare. But if I feel even unconscious resentment toward him for using me to get to Lola, would Lola hate him for that? Or would she love him even more? Simply do not know. I hesitate to write or even think any of this, as I know she has access to my thoughts and memories, but I must contrive of a way to deal with my separate identity. Lola is emerging more and more, and her presence is dictating the course of my life, not to mention her receiving the affections of the man I love, especially when I am in most aching feminine need for him. That is how Lola takes control of me. But more than that, it might also be how Lola controls me. Lately, I have felt influenced by her, as my thoughts grow increasingly dark impulsive and sexual. With my arousal being the trigger, her triggering mechanism, it may eventually become completely beyond my control, if it isn't already. She's taking over my life. My fiancé told me again this morning that I should remain calm and use my genius, his word, and figure out scientifically my situation with Lola to better understand what has happened to me and how best to cope. He is so very supportive of me, and he loves me. I know it. I would be letting him down if I succumbed to distrust. I can do this. And I can start by analyzing what I know about my other self. Lola Hyde is the product of my serum, which was meant to enhance my hypothalamus and hippocampus for their driving impulses, but obviously it rewired me completely. Somehow, this serum created a permanent trigger to release a massive amount of adrenaline into my bloodstream whenever I am properly stimulated, resulting in a sense of surging energy and power, and then an inexplicable bodily transformation. During that metamorphosis, the euphoric state that takes hold of me must come from a flood of endorphins into my brain chemistry. It's literally like having an orgasm when I transform, which is apropos, considering Lola Hyde is basically a superhuman personification of my sex drive, to which my fiancé is invariably linked because of my love for him. My serum, as effective as it is in intensifying my drives to the point of mutating my personality, should not be causing temporary physical growth or physical change. My limbs, my hair, my muscles, even my bust, everything growing at an impossible rate. It just doesn't make any sense. Scientifically, it is without precedent. And since I am at a loss to explain how the serum causes my transformation, I'm left to speculate on why I become what I become. Why does Lola Hyde look the way she does? It may be an odd coincidence, but I can't help thinking that the reason for Lola's height is because I've always been frustrated with my own short stature. Once, when we were young, teenagers, my darling said something to me that I've been unable to forget. He said that I should speak up more and show the world how intelligent little Angela Jekyll really was. I know he was trying to be sweet, but in that moment I realized what he must have thought of me. Small, timid, bookish, little Angela Jekyll. He meant well, encouraging me, speaking highly of my intelligence, and I loved him for it. All the more. But I hated myself. I hated my body for being small and unattractive. I have felt awkward and unattractive all of my life. Embarrassed, frightened, and shy. I wanted to speak up. I wanted to tell him how much I loved him. But I couldn't, and I hated myself for it. I focused on using my intelligence to acquire scientific knowledge, as much as humanly possible, with this central goal. I would invent a medicine to fix me. I would create a serum that would make me feel worthy. Looking back, I see this was a personal journey for me. But I'm afraid I never considered that such a violent transmutation of little Angela Jekyll might have drawbacks, negatively impacting myself and those around me. I only thought about what I wanted and how to get it. I now write this journal while in the comfortable confines of my fiancé's luxurious study in the heart of his grand estate. Beautiful oak paneling, an exquisite writing desk. No doubt, this is his favorite room. Once, when I was visiting from school, we chatted here. I could not have been more in love with him. While I had been away, he had commissioned a marble statuette, which dominates a corner of the study, and I am looking at it now, as I did then. It's a breathtaking portrayal of the goddess Aphrodite, standing tall and confident, with strength and poise and long, wavy hair tumbling past her waist. She is naked, with breasts that seem to defy gravity. Her expression is regal, omnipotent, brimming with confidence, allure, and desire. Seeing this statue years ago gave me a window into the mind of my beloved friend. This was his ideal woman. This was who he hoped to find. Somewhere. Then I returned to my studies, eager to discover something in science that could give me hope, give me an edge, something that could allow me to compete with such an image of beauty and power. Or at least, give me the confidence to overcome it. And now I live here. After our disastrous evening out the other night, when Lola emerged because I allowed my insecurity, jealousy, and dark desires to fill our dinner conversation, my fiancé convinced me that I should abandon my social anxieties and move into his mansion before we are married. With the wedding over a month away, I was reticent to take such a step. But in the end, I realized he was right. There would be potentially less scandal if I lived here with him now than if he was seen shepherding Lola High to and from my house or his. He is even setting up a laboratory for me downstairs, allowing me to continue my experiments, which naturally could progress to his mistress, Lola Hyde, becoming a permanent feature in his home. It's hard for me to imagine that my soulmate does not have my best interest in mind. When I write it out like this, it's hard not to consider that possibility. Before I condemn the man I love to such suspicions, I should also keep in mind that the likelihood that Lola Hyde is manipulating him, not only with her feminine wiles, but also through intimidation or abuse, possibly emotional, mental, and physical. What deviousness my subconscious could be capable of, with her incredible power. I hate to think about it. For I did witness the scene of Lola's intimidation of the now inadvertent additional test subject, Deborah Lavish. Miss Lavish now resides in the maximum security wing of the Derleth Asylum for the Criminally Insane. Having met Miss Lavish's dark half, I fear that no institution could hold her if she transforms again. or when she transforms again. It's only a matter of time before. I wish my fiancé would return soon with the last of my lab equipment. I should never have allowed myself to be separated from him. The danger is too great. Nothing could stop that lavish creature except my own inner creature. Oh. It's him. Oh, my love has returned. I don't know if my journaling has helped me one bit with figuring out my problems. All I know is that right now I have to be with him, make certain he is safe, hold him in my arms, let him feel how much I love him. No, not now. Lied. Let me see him first. Let me talk to him. You get to preoccupy him so much of the time. I just want to hold him for a moment. No. Stop it. I forbid you to come out. You must wait until he calls for you. Oh, you cannot emerge until he's here. I mean it. Stop it right now. I know it's you that's making me so aroused. So lustful. I can barely keep from allowing you to... No. I mustn't succumb. I've got to hold back. Even though we're in his favorite room, plush and manly, reeking of him, wouldn't it be nice for him to open his door to find the real goddess of love standing naked before him? Oh, the ideal woman for our soulmate, the perfect height, with all the attributes he adores, already and willing and waiting to welcome him home. How can you possibly resist, Angeline? How can you deny us all this heaving passion? Don't you feel the raw sensual power building inside us? Release it, little Angela Jekyll. Let it explode so you can become... Angela heard you arrive and wanted to surprise you. With me. Come. You shall kneel before me. It's time to worship your goddess. That's right. On your knees. Right there. Good boy. Now. Have you finished assembling her little chemistry set downstairs? Excellent. You shall be rewarded for all of your hard work. Now be a faithful fiancé and bring her everything she needs. I need her working on that serum whenever I'm not present. And if you're attentive to her needs in the lab, then I will be most pleased. And I will allow you to enjoy me. And because you've done such a good job today, you may enjoy me now in your favorite room. and in every room until Angela returns. Your assignment, my dearest minion, is to try to keep me here as long as you can. I crave your attention and your touch, your love and devotion, and all of your passion. Now, give it to me. Give me what I crave. Power. So much power.